Coming up in hour number two, I don't want you to miss this. It's my favorite story in a while. It involves crime, but just the audacity of the thieves. They got somewhere between $30 and $40 million worth of gold in a heist in Brazil and pulled it off in the most Hollywood of ways. You've been watching too many movies. At any rate, it worked for them. Let me move to John Ratcliffe. He is the congressman who called out Bob Mueller last week for saying, you've set a new standard for investigations for a prosecutor. Exoneration, which is not a standard at all. It's innocent until proven guilty. Either you have what you need or you don't. And John Ratcliffe has been an outspoken critic of the entire Mueller investigation and a supporter of Donald Trump. And now he has been tapped to become the director of national intelligence, replacing Dan Coats. Ratcliffe, a well-respected member of the Texas congressional delegation from the 4th Congressional District. But just hours, he had to know this was happening. He had to know that Dan Coats was leaving, did Ratcliffe. He had to know. But he goes on Sunday Morning Futures, which is probably the best Sunday morning news program, with Maria Bartiromo, and talks about all sorts of things, like the Obama administration officials that may have committed crimes through this entire Russian investigation. He not once mentions, oh, and by the way, I've got a new job coming in a couple of hours. Sly move on his part. But I want you to hear what he said about the Democrats and what's at stake for those that may have crossed the line in pursuit of Donald Trump for political reasons, not legal reasons. It's bite number seven. Go.
The Democrats paid a heavy price for bringing a reluctant witness to testify. They overplayed their hand, and they did it in front of the American people on a national television audience, and it was just a train wreck of a week for the Democrats, and it was a great week for Donald Trump because of that. But to your point, Maria, now the things that Bob Mueller said he didn't know about and his team clearly didn't look at, those are things that would be fair for Bill Barr and the Department of Justice to look at, because we know that things happened in the Obama administration that haven't been answered. There's been no accountability for that yet.
He says William Barr is going to be the hammer. I don't dispute that. And you've got John Durham, John Huber, and Michael Horowitz all working at the direction of Attorney General William Barr. William Barr, who just has that smirk on his face. You know, he just has that arrogant streak about him, like, you can't touch me. You know, you don't even understand the game we're playing. That's the look that William Barr has, isn't it? He looks at people like, you think you've got one up on me here or there? You don't even know the game we're playing. William Barr just goes back about his business and sinks his teeth into it. Meanwhile, speaking about all of this, odd story from George Papadopoulos, right? He's the guy where this originally began. Allegedly, right? George Papadopoulos speaks to some guy in a pub in England. And all of a sudden, that guy, this Australian diplomat, he returns to the FBI and says, oh, you know, the Trump campaign. This George Papadopoulos was a low-level Trump campaign worker. Nothing serious. Didn't have a lot of access to the president at all. He's out there. Well, he now says, does Papadopoulos, that he has physical proof that somebody in the government tried to pull off a setup. He said he was given money in Israel, $10,000, dropped in his lap during the course of all of these different interactions and so forth. And he said something about it just wasn't right. Now, he's the one that had dealt with Mifsud, the professor, this mysterious figure who we're told is this professor, an intelligence guy. Now people tell us, no, actually, he's an asset for the U.S. intelligence services. Well, we'll sort that out. Also interacted in all of these circles. But Papadopoulos says this money is dropped in his lap. It's not ready. He doesn't take the money. He takes it to his attorney for safekeeping. That money is in Greece. I don't know how it got there. It doesn't matter. The money is now in Greece, $10,000. Hasn't been touched. He says he's going to go collect that money now because he believes it's marked money. He believes it was a complete setup for the investigators, and I use that term lightly, the investigators, to find a way more directly into the Trump campaign and put leverage upon him. He says when he returned to New York, there were FBI agents crawling all over him. But he didn't have the money, of course. Here's part of that also on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria. It's bite number eight. Go.
The money, I gave it to my attorney in Greece because I felt it was given to me under very suspicious circumstances. And upon coming back to the United States, I had about 7 or 8 FBI agents rummaging through my luggage looking for money.
So in other words, you are given money in Israel, $10,000 in cash. You don't keep the money. You send it and you give it to your lawyers, and then you get on a flight to go home, to go back to Dulles or wherever you were going, to Dulles. When you land, there are FBI agents arresting you, asking you, do you have any money?
Basically, that's exactly what happened. And what I think this whole setup was all about was trying to frame a FARA violation against me that I was under some sort of illicit surveillance for actually, I think, years leading up to and during my time on the Trump campaign. We probably don't have enough time to get into it right now, but I'm pretty sure what it's going to demonstrate and probably add context to why Bob Mueller was illustrating in his Mueller report that George Papadopoulos was being investigated for his ties to Israel.
For his ties to Israel. Anyhow, it's all this web, it seems, of deceit. I look forward to the flow chart, right? This circle led to this, which led to this, I'm looking forward to the flow chart, to the whole schematic drawing of how the whole thing played out, how the FISA warrants came in, where Papadopoulos was, where Carter Page was, where, you know, honestly, where Weissman and Mueller, all of it. I want to see it all there in a big chart and the little pieces of yarn connecting all the different pieces of the puzzle so we can all clearly understand the scam that was pulled on us, all right? That's what I want to know. Coming up, we've got Sports with Brock Plus, brand new tweets from the president. What do you think those are about? We'll take a closer look. It's Monday on the Steve Gerber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Hydration isn't a sometimes thing. It's an all-the-time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.